In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I just want to remind people of the School of the Holy Spirit that begins Sunday evening at 7 o'clock at Holy Rosary in Winthrop. Come at least on Sunday evening at Holy Rosary in Winthrop. We begin the School of the Holy Spirit. How much we are in need of the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, we are impotent. Without the Holy Spirit, we cannot preach the Word of God under the anointing. Without the Holy Spirit, we do not know truth. Without the Holy Spirit, nothing really happens in the church or in our ministry. It's all about the Holy Spirit giving glory unto Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me just read for you Romans 8:31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Do you know that God is for you today? No matter what you've done, He's for you, that you would turn to Him and receive His mercy. Do you know that God Almighty is for you today? He is not against you. He's not going to throw lightning bolts into your ear. He is for you and He wants your heart. Do you know that today? What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Then we'll see why He's for us. He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him, Jesus, up for us all, how shall He not with Jesus also freely give us all things? In other words, God is for us. The cross tells us that God is for us. The crucified, risen Savior tells us that God is for us. He is not against us. Some people are afraid of God. I tell you, the fear of God, and I'm talking about trembling, not the fear that is honest and wonderful, that God is other than we are. I'm telling you that to be afraid of God is not of God, because He is for you. He is for the greatest sinner, that the greatest sinner would repent and give their life to Jesus. He that spared not His own Son, Jesus, but delivered Him up, Jesus, for us all, for you and me, how shall He not with Jesus freely give us all things? Yes, all things that we need. Because He gave us the greatest thing, He'll give us all things. Who shall lay any charge against God's elect? Is it God that justified us? Will God lay a charge against you? He justified us through the blood of Jesus. Who is he that condemns? Is it Christ that died? Yea, rather, that is risen again. Is he going to condemn us? He died and rose from the dead, and he's for us. Who is even at the right hand of God, that's Jesus, who also makes intercession for us? I tell you that Jesus is my prayer partner. He makes intercession for me. He is at the right hand of the Father. And what do you think he's doing? He is praying for us. He's praying for you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Jesus is the great intercessor who prays for us. How does he pray for us? I believe he just shows the Father his wounds, his glorified wounds. And the prayer of Jesus. Right now, I have an intention that the prayer of Jesus for me would just let me have peace, the peace that passes understanding, the peace that puzzles pensive people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Oh, Paul had great tribulation. Shall distress? God. Paul had great distress. Shall persecution? Oh, Paul had great persecution. What about famine? No. What about nakedness? No. What about the peril of the sword? No. Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Nothing. Unless we choose to be separated from the love of Christ. For as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Through all these things, tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril of the sword, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Jesus that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Why? Because God is for us. God sent his Son to die on the cross so that we would have the adoptive experience through the Holy Spirit and the blood of Jesus, that we would be the adopted children of God, that we would call God Abba, which means daddy or papa. Chapter 9, I say the truth in Christ. This is Paul. I do not lie. My conscience also bears me witness in the Holy Ghost that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. What is the heaviness and continual sorrow in Paul's heart? For I could wish that I myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. He says this, I should wish that I be accursed and go to hell if my brethren, the Jewish people, came to the Lord. Now, the Lord doesn't expect that of us, but he's just saying how he yearns that the Jewish people would come unto Jesus. Maybe you are Jewish and you're a closet Christian. Oh, I tell you, Paul would have given his life for you so that you would come into the kingdom of God, but that's not necessary. He'd given his heart, that was necessary, but not to die. He died, you know, as a martyr, but not to be apart from Christ. Paul said, you know, I would rather be apart from Christ if my brethren would come to believe. Who are Israelites, these brethren, these Jewish people, they are Israelites, to whom pertained the adoption, yes, the glory, yes, the covenants, yes, the giving of the law, yes, the service of God and the promises, yes. Whose are the fathers, and to whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. I tell you that Paul yearned for his Jewish people to come to know Jesus and to experience salvation and being cleansed by the blood. Paul yearned for this to happen. He wanted it to happen. That's why he says the gospel is to the Jew first and then to the Greek. Paul always went to the synagogue first, and really took the scriptures, Isaiah 53, and would tell them about Jesus as the fulfillment of Isaiah 53. They'd usually throw him out, but Paul always was honest. He yearned for his Jewish people. He yearned for them to come into relationship with Jesus and to know Jesus and to know the power of God. Paul is that person that had a heart for his Jewish people. Not as though the word of God hath taken no effect, for they are not all Israel which are Israel. In other words, everyone that says that they are Israel or Jewish are not always Jewish or Israel. neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they children. That's right. How do we become children of God? That we would give our life to Jesus, and we would experience the blood, and we would experience being washed clean by the blood of Jesus. That would make us king's kids. That would make us children of God. But in Isaac shall your seed be called. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. For this is the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. Oh yes. There is going to be a day when every Jewish person is going to come to know Jesus. How do I know that? St. Paul tells us that. And not only this, but Rebekah also conceived by one, even by our father Isaac. For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, nor the purposes of God according to election, might stand not of works, but of him that might have faith, and to him that calls us. We are saved by faith through grace, hallelujah, by grace through faith. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. Yes, Ishmael shall serve Isaac. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, Esau I have hated. What shall we then say? Is there unrighteousness with God? No, God forbid. For he said unto Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then, it is not of him that wills, not of him that runs, but of God that shows mercy. Salvation has come to us who believe, not because we chose God, but that the merciful God chose us. Do you know that? God is for you. Here we go again. Who can be against you? Here we go again. He did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not give us all things in the Son? Hallelujah. Who can lay any charge against God's elect? God who justified through the blood of Jesus, Christ that died for us, yea, rather, that is risen, who is even now at the right hand of the Father and making intercession for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Nothing, unless we choose sin. Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. For the scripture said, so then it is not him that wills, nor him that runs, but of God that shows mercy. For the scripture says unto Pharaoh, even for these same purposes have I raised you up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore hath the mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will harden, he will harden. You will say then unto me, why does he yet find fault? For who has resisted his will? No, but, O man, you who are that reply against God, shall the thing formed like a pot say to him who formed it, why have you made me this way? In other words, why are the Jewish people not yet saved? They are God's elect. Why is it the time of the Gentiles? The Gentiles are being drawn into the people of God. Why is it? He says, shall the pot say to the potter, why have you made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with such long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of his mercy, that's the Gentiles, that he had afore prepared unto glory, even us whom he hath called, not of the Jews only, but of the Gentiles, as he said also in Hosea, I will call them my people, the Gentiles, which were not my people, the Gentiles, and I will call her beloved, the Gentiles, which has not been my beloved, the Gentiles. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, You are not my people, the Gentiles, there shall they be called the children of the living God, the Gentiles. Isaiah also cries concerning Israel, Though a number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved, a remnant, for he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. And as Isaiah said before, except the Lord of the Sabbath had left us a seed, we had been as Sodom and been made like Gomorrah. Let me tell you, it is the time of the Gentiles now. It is the grace of God being poured out for the Gentiles now. But there are several Jews that we call a remnant that are coming to know Jesus. But there's going to be a time when the time of the Gentiles is over, and it will be the time of the Jewish people, and they will come to accept Jesus and give their life to Jesus and be surrendered to Jesus. You see, God has not forgotten his people. God doesn't forget his people. He doesn't forget Abraham's seed. He doesn't forget Isaac. He doesn't forget Joseph. He doesn't forget any of his children. I'm telling you that God himself will save the Jewish people at a certain time. When? I have no idea. When the time of the Gentiles is over. We are in the time of the Gentiles. I am a Gentile. I was not born a Jewish person, but the Jews need to hear the gospel. I'm so grateful that I'm on the radio, that Jewish people can hear the gospel, that they can hear the praises of the Lord. I'm so glad I'm on the radio because I can't go into a Jewish synagogue and preach, but I can be on the radio, and you, being Jewish, can hear me and turn your heart to the Lord. This is real. This is absolutely real. Edith Stein, she was an atheist, and she was home at a lady's house while the lady and the husband went out, and she took the autobiography of St. Teresa of Avila, and she read it through, and she said, this is truth. Oh, yes, she became baptized. She was a believer in Jesus Christ and became a martyr as a Carmelite nun. She and her sister Rosa, they gave their life to Jesus Christ, and Hitler put them in the ovens. They are martyrs. They are martyrs. I tell you, God doesn't forget his people. God doesn't forget his people, because if God is for us, who can be against us? God is for his Jewish people, and there's going to be a day when every Jewish person will be saved. When is that day? I have no idea, but there will be a day when every Jewish person will come to know Jesus Christ. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles which followed not after righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith. That's it. The Gentiles became righteous because of faith, grace working through faith, believing in Jesus, giving our life to Jesus, being washed clean by the blood of Jesus. That's it. That's how the Gentiles came to the faith. We must remember that the first 3,000 people converted were all Jewish people that were converted on the day of Pentecost. But then the Jewish people hardened their hearts to Jesus. They forgot the visitation. They didn't realize the visitation when he walked through the earth. Therefore, they forfeited only for a while to be the chosen. They're always the chosen, but the chosen in Christ. But I'm telling you again, every Jewish person one day will come to know, love, and serve Jesus Christ. But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore, because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by works of the law, circumcision. For they stumbled at the stumbling stone. Who's the stumbling stone? Jesus. As it is written, Behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone, the rock of offense, and whoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. Hallelujah. Do you believe on him today? Do you believe on him today? My question to you is, do you believe on Jesus today? Is it your will that you would give your life to Jesus today? I tell you, God is for you, and he wants to make you one of his own children, adopted children through the blood of the Lamb, adopted children through the blood of Jesus. Chapter 10. My heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved, you see. His heart's desire. He says, Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they are ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness through the keeping of the law, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Oh, yes. The righteousness of God is seen in Jesus Christ, who makes us righteous by his precious blood. For Christ is the end of the law. Hallelujah. He is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. Do you know that? Do you know that Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets? Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes, has faith. For Moses describes the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which does those things shall live by them. Oh, I tell you, we are not saved by the law. We are not saved, but we are saved by the blood. We are saved by the sacrifice that happened on Calvary. Oh yes, we are saved only by Jesus Christ, no one else. And we are saved by grace through faith. That's what we're saved by. And one day, the Jewish people will come to know Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Right now, they depend upon the law, especially circumcision. They believe that makes them righteous. But what makes us righteous is not circumcision, but the circumcision of the heart, being washed clean with the blood of Jesus, being baptized and giving our life to Jesus. I tell you, righteousness is by faith right now. By faith, by grace, working through faith. It is not because I am a Jewish person, though God has not forgotten his Jewish people. I tell you again, there will be a day when every Jewish man and woman that are living will be saved. God will show himself to them. How do I know that? St. Paul says that. We are living in the time of the Gentiles right now. And the Gentiles' time is to give our life to Christ. Are you a Gentile? What is a Gentile? Everyone that's not a Jew, there is grace enough for you today to turn your heart to Jesus, to give your life to Jesus. There is grace enough for you today to become a child of God. How do I do it? I surrender, Lord, into your hands my whole being. I surrender everything. Forgive my sins. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord, I need you. I am absolutely in need of you. Oh, yes, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. I want you, Jesus. I need your Holy Spirit, Jesus. Oh, yes, I do. I do. Oh, this is the time of the Gentiles, but there's going to be a day when the Gentiles' time will be over, and it will be the time of the Jewish people. Now is the time of salvation. Now is the time to be saved by giving our life to Jesus, by being baptized, by being filled with the Holy Spirit. Now is that time. Don't wait. Don't wait. Don't wait. I don't care what sins you've committed. Go to confession. They will be washed clean in the blood of Jesus. You know what St. Catherine of Siena used to say when she went to confession? I'm going under the blood. I'm going under the blood. I'm going under the blood. When Catherine of Siena went to confession, she said, I'm going under the blood. I'm getting my sins washed away by the blood of Jesus, my Lord and my God. I ask you today to save the Gentiles that are listening, and I ask you today to save the Jewish people that are listening. Oh yes, there is a remnant. Still there is a remnant, and this remnant is what it is. By grace through faith, Gentile and Jew become saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the Word of God. If you'd like to make a donation, www.inseason.net, www.inseason.net, www.inseason.net. I hope you're coming to some part of the School of the Holy Spirit, which will begin this Sunday, the 20th of July, and it will extend till the 26th of July. So we are going to welcome you tonight because we want the whole place to be filled with the Holy Spirit on Sunday. Get what I'm saying? We are saved by grace through faith, not because of the law. No, because if it was of the law, Jesus Christ died in vain. But every Jew shall be saved. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.